Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I guess what we do is just drive around this circle here. It should be the second left exit. There's the hotel. Hey, look, kids! There's Big Ben and there's Parliament!
There it is!
I know. I can't seem to get over to the left, honey. I'll try next time. Sorry. We'll get out of this jam in a minute. Kids! Big Ben! Parliament, again. Kids!
We know Big Ben.
Parliament.
God!
Look, kids! Forget it. It's amazing. I cannot get left. There's Big Ben, kids. Parliament. I don't know.
Everyone, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Danielle, and that is...
Hey, everybody. This is Adam again. Welcome back.
And we are going to talk today about traveling, family-style traveling, because we just came back from a big trip, which we've talked about. I was talking about it when I was packing. And I feel like I wasn't going to do an episode about this, but we have so much material now, I think. That I feel like I have no choice but to just share it with everybody.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
and maybe they can learn from our fails and think, and from our successes. We had some success too.
I think so.
I think so too. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we did the laminated list episode a few weeks ago, and that was really fun. We got a lot of good feedback for that, and I had asked on Instagram which other people who we forgot might be first on somebody's laminated list. And I got a lot of responses. In fact, I got so many responses. I can't share them all, but I wanted to share a few that I had forgotten. And some of my favorite ones were Justin Trudeau. Do you know who Justin Trudeau is?
I know that name.
Yeah. Who should he know that name.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Canada.
That's not who I thought it was. He's not like a Marvel.
Wait, is he a prime minister or a president? Prime minister, right?
Canada has a
prime minister. Yeah, he's damn hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Very hot.
Wow.
And super cool.
So we have something in common with Canada.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we had a lot more. Nope. Okay, the second one, a bunch of people said The Rock.
What about him?
Number one on their laminated list.
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, he's cute. Paul Walker with a sad face next to it.
Who's that?
Fast and Furious. Nope, super gorgeous.
Oh, the one that died on with a car accident, right?
Yeah, it was a car. He was speeding. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So Jack Pearson from This Is Us.
Nope.
Mm. Yep, you got to watch that. Well, you won't, but...
No, I won't.
Yeah, you won't, but I love...
Don't know who that is.
Milo Viravamova. I don't know how to say his last name. A few more Ryan Gosling, just like mine.
I just watched... what was it called? With Steve Carell, with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I know you did.
On the plane.
Crazy Stupid Love.
On the plane ride home.
Yeah, it's great. Great movie.
Such a good movie.
If you haven't seen that... or even in a while, watch it. I got, someone said Josh motherfucking Duhamel. Nope. He is, he's,
yeah, I'm bad at this game.
Yeah, no. There were a few Jason Momoas. Anyway, everybody had a good, thank you for, you know, for everyone for playing Bradley Cooper.
All right. So I'm noticing a trend here.
All men.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. There were a few women. I'm going to have to go back and check. There were a few women, but not as many as I thought. And it was all women who, you know, who responded, which,
yeah, come on, dudes, we got to step this game.
Yeah,
up.
Really?
Yeah, we got to get you represent into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, that was fun. There were some that I probably would have put on my list had I thought of it, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, speaking of stepping up our game,
mm-hmm.
once again, let's not forget this is, it's a marriage podcast, but it's also a martinis podcast, and we're drinking the same thing that we always drink.
That's your fault.
I know.
You're the bartender.
It's a little bit sad, and we got to step this up. I mean, you're drinking your Danielle Cosmo.
All right, so surprise me.
You did change it up. It's on the rocks, so that's different.
You
and
added
I'm still
ice.
Drinking my Tito's and pineapples. All right, we gotta get into the mix.
So go
here.
Ahead. That's okay. Your department.
All right, next episode.
I can't do everything. Okay.
All right, we're going to step up the cocktail game
mm-hmm.
very soon mm-hmm. because I want to start posting some fun recipes, doing some YouTube videos with how to make them. And I want to make that part of this.
So
and
let's do
my
it.
Fault. I'm not blaming you. It's my fault.
Damn
I get
right.
It.
Don't
yeah.
blame me.
I know how to say I'm sorry. Listen.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Wait,
just...
No, it's true. I don't have to apologize.
No.
I didn't mean that.
Just
I mean,
do it.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. All right.
And so, by the way, you don't know how to say you're sorry, okay? So don't even
go
there.
Didn't we cover that already?
Yes, and right. I will cover it again yeah. as many times as I need to.
But I didn't mean that. I meant I'm taking blame for it, not that I'm apologizing for
okay.
it.
Okay.
So, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, I agree with that.
All right, let's move on from that.
Okay, so we did a trip, and it was definitely the biggest trip we've done with the kids. And we have – so our daughter is turning 13. She's going to be a bat mitzvah. We gave her the option. She's been a Harry Potter fanatic since she was a kid, so, you know, a little kid. I think she started reading the books when she was 7 or 8. And ever since has just been, we've gone to Universal a few times to do Harry Potter World. And when it came time for her bat mitzvah, we gave her a choice between having a big party and going away as a family because she's been dying to see London. And she chose London, which we were both super psyched about. I think we kind of pushed her in that direction a little yeah. bit.
I mean, while she was sleeping, I would go up next to her and quietly whisper.
Right. Like Joey with the smoking. I mean, who was it? Chandler with the smoking
yes.
Yeah. hypnotize.
Yes. Yeah.
You are a strong and confident woman.
Right. You need to go to Europe.
Yeah.
And don't have a party.
But she, you know, she's introverted. She has a little bit of social anxiety. She's, you know, she's not a party girl. She doesn't like dresses. She doesn't. So it was kind of an easy decision, quite honestly.
Right.
A party would have been wasted on her. So, I mean, not wasted on her. I'm sure it would have been great, but you know, this
I mean,
was like, much more her
speed. She wouldn't appreciate a party as much as
right,
we did.
Right. So I planned it. I decided to go. I figured while we're in Europe, you know, we might as well do more than just London. So we did Amsterdam, Paris, and London. And like I said, it was by far the biggest trip we've done with the kids, the most expensive trip.
Have we done more than that, even alone? I mean, this was 10 nights, right?
10 nights, yeah.
Have we ever done anything like that?
I mean, I think when we went to Europe the first time when we were in our 20s, we did longer than that. But no, that's the longest we've been away. Well, no, yeah. That's not true. We've done a cruise and Puerto Rico after for, I think, about the same amount of
okay.
time. But anyway.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But this, you know, this was very different, a different kind of trip. And it took a ton of planning. And but I loved it.
I got to say, the planning wasn't that bad.
Oh, my God.
It really wasn't.
I will fucking kill you. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Yeah. I thought you meant it didn't turn out that bad.
No, the actual planning of the trip was
easy.
Oh,
yeah, for you it was easy. You
well,
booked
I booked
a flight.
The flight and
right.
the car to the flight.
Exactly.
So it was very simple.
Yeah, well, it's just indicative of how our entire life goes.
Right.
So, but the planning to me was, you know, that was a huge learning experience for me too. And, you know, I didn't hire a travel agent. So it turns out we started the trip. We were with my parents and it was their first time in Europe too. They'd never been to Europe and they're about to be 75 or my dad is 75 and my mom is 73.
Your dad is 74.
All right. One or the other. Yeah. But, we are, we went with the kids and them both being their same time, which was cool for me because I got to see my parents see Europe for the first time and my kids see Europe for the first time, mm-hmm. which was neat. But when you bring two elderly people and kids, that's also, yep. you know, it adds a lot to it. So it was great, but it was definitely a trip. It was not a vacation. It was a trip.
I have that in my notes.
Okay. So, but I felt like, number one, I didn't want to hire a travel agent, not because I think travel agents are great. And I think if that's what you want to do, and on another trip, I probably would. But I, number one, wanted to learn myself. Like, I felt like it was a challenge to do it.
Well, you like that stuff.
I do like that stuff. Yeah.
I mean,
I wasn't planning a big party, so I had time to do it. And I also felt
I think some people like the travel agent because they're not into researching and going, you know, doing anything, making calls.
I also had a very specific idea of what I wanted.
You like doing that, so.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I really do. I loved planning it. It was stressful for sure. I mean, it was definitely stressful. And you're planning something internationally and you get there and you have no idea. Is it going to look like what the pictures look like? Is it going to be? Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like, as a blogger and everything who has a community of women who, you know, who follow me and everything like that, I felt also like here I am. I am a completely disorganized. I'm both. I'm unorganized. Yeah. And, I'm a regular mom. I'm not one of these travel bloggers who, like, you know, when they post their pictures, you're like, wow, I'd love my vacation to look like that, but I know it will not. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of like the recipe blogger who posts their perfect mm-hmm. cake and then you try it and it looks like ridiculous. So I also Pinterest felt like fails. It would be helpful if somebody just regular like me who has absolutely no experience doing this did it. So I wanted to do it for that reason also. Mm-hmm. And I'll definitely be writing some articles and everything to go along with it. But I think it was a great thing for me also because it's definitely a fear of mine organizing things and planning. Like I have a fear because I'm not good at it. So I kind of, now I feel like I would do it again in a heartbeat. Like now I feel like I'm good at it. Uh-huh. So I overcame that fear.
I mean, it turned out, you know, we had some incredible experiences mm-hmm. while we were away. Which, mm-hmm.
And there are things I would do differently, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about those. But, sure. Okay, so I think I asked you, what was the first question I asked you?
You asked me for tips I would give other parents planning a vacation with kids.
Oh, okay. So it's the middle of the summer. Well, almost the end of the summer now. Yeah. But but you know, a lot, we do travel with our kids and it's it can be stressful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you know, you especially, you get easily stressed out by the children.
No,
yeah, a little bit.
Damn kids.
A little bit, yeah. So you know, it might be good for you to give some recommendations of what
sure.
Okay.
Well, I have one that I think is probably when you travel with kids, the most important thing you need to know when traveling with kids. Make sure you have enough chargers and adapters.
Right.
Seriously?
Right.
Buy like 10 extra per kid.
Well, first of all, this is also international.
Right, right. So we were international. You got to have the cable and the adapter to plug in to whatever country you're going.
Right. Oh, wait. Can I add something to this? Okay. Please don't try to travel sans electronics.
Oh, God, no. What are you,
don't crazy? Try to make an electronics-free trip.
No,
listen, by all means, have maybe an electronics-free day or two, but like, don't go into it saying, I mean, our kids were definitely out. We were out for hours and hours, yeah, and right. they didn't have electronics. But like, don't do that to yourself. So yeah, I have to add that.
It's your vacation too.
Yeah,
okay? And you're there to show your kids a new experience and yourselves, right? Even. But
don't set yourself up for that. You know, you got to have a little bit of, unless you're bringing a babysitter. Or four babysitters, which is what we would have needed to occupy our kids the entire time. Just bring the damn electronics. Yeah.
Bring extra chargers, bring extra adapters. Make sure you know which country you're going to, what kind of outlets they have, and what you have to plug into them. It's really important.
Right.
Not a joke. Go do it.
Right.
That's number one.
Or put some of the kids' names on each. We did not do that. Assign each kid some chargers, and once they lose them...
Yeah, you get them another one.
You get them another one. Okay. Yeah.
All right. What about you? Are we going back and forth?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
All right. I said I had it in my notes you mentioned before. It's not a vacation. It's mm-hmm. a trip. Mm-hmm. Vacation means you get to relax. You get to unwind. You get to kind of reset yourself. No, that doesn't happen here. You're constantly on the go. You're constantly taking – it's like being at home but being away somewhere.
Right.
Your
kids are just bitching in a different country exactly. or a different state.
Yeah.
Or at Disney World while they have a candy
– But it's even worse because you have things that you want to do. You want to get the kids out. You want to – it's not just, okay, it's, you know, get up, get ready for school, get ready for camp, get ready – No, it's you have a – you got to be in a – wherever you're going, the mm-hmm. museum or the, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. the tour or whatever. It's a lot of work and it's tiring. It's mm-hmm. freaking exhausting. I mean, we stayed in a Airbnb house and you were in bed way before everybody else actually mm-hmm. from whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't hang.
Yeah.
I could not hang.
Yeah, we had one, two, three, four families staying in the house mm-hmm. and I was hanging out with the other adults and you were in bed sleeping.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hang. I was done.
It's a lot of work. So you don't come home relaxed.
Right.
It's not you didn't come home from vacation. It was an experience and it was a trip and it was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to come home and kind of catch up on your sleep and your, you know, you got to reset when you get home.
Yeah. And I think that's even, I mean, this was definitely, it was a sightseeing trip and everything, but I think even when we've like taken our kids on a cruise or to Mexico or times when we certainly have times that we can just sit by the pool, you're never just sitting.
Oh, no.
You're counting heads. You're like, one, two, three, is right. that them? Or you're, you know, checking to make sure that the camp at the resort didn't call you to say to pick the kids up or like it's, you know, when you're not by yourselves, it's definitely a different kind of.
Well, the only time we got to sit and relax was the train ride from one country to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like a whirlwind. You know, it was mm-hmm. Amsterdam for we were in Amsterdam for 3 nights,
mm-hmm.
and then on a train for 3 hours to Paris, and then we were there for only 2 nights. So it was mm-hmm. like, and then on a train to London, and then
yeah,
so there's never time for
right
any type of relaxing. Except we were just on the go, on the move,
right? And I want to reiterate because it sounds very like, oh, well, you guys are so lucky that you get
right.
This is not a trip that we can do often. This is not something like that we do every summer. No, this is
yeah. None of this is complaining.
No. But what I'm saying also is that like this was a huge trip for like we're, you know, this was a huge deal for us. This is not a regular type of adventure for us. You know what I mean? Usually,
well, you said before this was a bat mitzvah celebration. Yes. This was instead of a party.
Yes. And some, you know, and people might get that or not get mm-hmm. that. But I mean, this was a stretch for us. So, you know, this is not, I felt like, you know, it was an experience that we really wanted to give our kids and whatever, but you know, it's not, it's something that we had to, you know, it wasn't an every summer type of thing. So I think it's just important to reiterate that because it sounds a little bit like, oh, you got to go to Paris and this and that. And, but it wasn't, it's not like that. This was a once in a life, you know, once in a decade or whatever type of thing.
Okay.
Sure. No, I shouldn't have to say that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, all yeah, right. Great. No, I'll move on.
Yeah, please.
Jesus Christ. You need some more sleep. I think you're jet lagged.
I am, honestly.
Or just an asshole, one or the other.
I am still jet lagged. I'm still an asshole. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's we were home Saturday night. Today is Monday.
And, nobody cares.
Oh, sorry. I'm going
to
move
yeah,
on.
You're talking to me, and then you're, like, right. trying to figure out what day we, like, anybody cares.
Can we move on from this, please? Can we stop?
I don't know. Can we?
All right. I have one more
mm-hmm.
about parents planning a vacation with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do not cave in to taking the kids to McDonald's.
We did, though.
How many times did we have to say no McDonald's?
Right.
And I'm not talking about just your mom. I'm talking about the kids.
Right, right. Yes, my mom is a McDonald's obsessed, too.
Unless you're going, like, on a road trip where you're driving yeah, for you 8 hours.
Yeah, you have to. Or, yeah, right.
And you stop at the rest stops.
Yeah.
Fine. Get that. But when you're in Europe and when you're in, and you're walking by and the kids go, oh, my God, McDonald's. We have to have McDonald's. Get me, you know, don't do it.
Yeah, but except that it was a night. It was different. They got to order at the machine. They'd never done that before.
No, we have that here.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm. They didn't go there.
Yes, we did. We got them fries one day at McDonald's. We told them they could only have fries.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, anyway. And we're not, again, I mean, we take our kids for fast food all the time.
Oh, yeah. But my point being, when you're away, if you're in a different culture, in a different, mm-hmm. you know, country, enjoy what they have to offer, you know, mm-hmm. like our middle son, you know, Ian, which we always talk about, as much of a pain in the ass that he is, he's always probably one of our more...
he was the best traveler on this trip.
He was incredible. Mm-hmm. We did a whole thing. Oh, we can talk about it later. We went to Paris and did a whole locals thing. Mm-hmm. And we went to this little tiny little pub thing, and he ate snails.
Yeah, escargot.
Escargot.
I mean, we bribed him with V-Bucks.
Okay, but he did it.
Yeah, right, right.
And, you know, don't eat McDonald's. Eat the shit that they eat, you know?
Eat the shit that they eat. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, right. That sounds great. Paris, all the croissants and fresh cheeses and stuff. The shit that they eat.
Right.
It was fucking amazing.
It was incredible.
Yes.
And the fact that he did it.
The shit that they eat.
I was so...
you're the next Anthony Bourdain. For sure.
I could be.
The shit that they eat.
I need more tattoos, but I could
be. No, not if you would describe food like that. You can't be.
Listen. When I say shit, I don't mean the food is shit. I mean,
okay.
Eat the stuff that they eat.
All right.
Eat the...
Mm-hmm. You're a natural.
Oh, my God. Anyway, enough of you. So...
Travel Channel starting Adam Silverstein, see the shit that they eat.
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's going to catch on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So don't eat McDonald's. Eat the local food.
Okay.
Eat the shit that they eat. And, you know, like, just... branch out and get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's kind of my...
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And try to get your kids to do it, because that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your kids, too. We have really picky eaters. Mm-hmm. So that was very hard. It felt like a real accomplishment. Anytime they would... I mean, I think Mia survived on, like, what, baguettes and...
it was bagels, baguettes, and... Yeah, that's pretty much
it. That's pretty much it. But she's growing. Yeah. She's fine.
Kinda.
So, all right, I have for things that, you know, I advice I would give.
I never said I was done.
I thought you said that was your last thing, McDonald's.
Did I say that was the last one?
Yeah, but no, go ahead, please keep going.
I was done. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I was done before you just jumped.
You said the last thing I have.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
God.
God, I can never be like an asshole and be right at the same
time. Yeah, no, it's not possible.
I'm trying.
All right, so I have, first of all, been traveling. It's not just this time. It's every time we've gone away since our kids were babies. Number one is just expect for something to go wrong. Just go into the vacation or the trip or whatever it is. Stop making fun of me.
You're banging your hands
on the table.
Sorry.
Yeah. Expect for something to go wrong every single time. Like, just go into it saying, you know, like the best advice I ever got when I was going into labor, my sister said to me, just expect that something is going to go wrong and don't freak out because you already know something's going to go wrong and everything will end up being fine. Uh-huh. But you have to go into it saying, listen, I'm traveling with my kids. I did as much planning and organizing as I could. Some things are out of my hands. And just know that inevitably something will go wrong. Hopefully it will be something small, but something will go wrong. But you have to concentrate on the stuff that goes right. Or else the trip, you're going to just, you know, the whole time you're going to be worrying about this one thing or two things. So, and anyway, so the first thing I was going to talk about that went wrong was our flight to Amsterdam. That every time we go on a plane with our kids or even without our kids, flights are a pain in the ass.
Right.
For some reason, me and flying just don't do well.
Wait, no, this was me, not you.
Well, yes, but this thing always happens when I'm on a plane. So nothing, you know, God forbid. I mean, the flying part is fine. And, you know, I'm not afraid to fly, like nothing like that. I always either get in trouble or something happens. Every single time we go through security, I get stopped, number one. Every single time. I don't know what it is about me.
Well, I do. You always hide some kind of...
No, I don't hide it. I forget.
Yeah. Like there's a bottle of water in your bag that...
No, well, I'm the one whose bag always gets searched. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I've gotten in trouble for so many things. When Mia was a baby, I got in trouble for... Oh, wow, this is really going long. We've barely done anything.
You say that every episode.
Oh, sorry. when Mia was a baby, we were going to Disney. We're coming home from Disney. And she had pooped in the middle of the flight. She was like 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And I checked... I had no idea. I'd never taken a baby on a flight before. I had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, oh my God, she pooped. We're in this plane. She's going to stink up the plane. I don't know what to do. So I went and I got, I went into the bathroom and there was no changing table. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I took her under the seat, and just quickly, I had like those bags that smell really good. And as quickly as possible, I changed her and I put the thing, you know, the smelly, the good smelling bag. I put her diaper in there and everything. And a stewardess came over and like literally started screaming at me that it's unsanitary to change your kid. And why didn't I go into the bathroom where there's a changing table? And I was like, no, there's no changing table in there. She's like, it's in the back of the plane. And I'm like, I had no idea. And instead of like trying to be nice and be like, listen, you know, from now on or whatever, she screamed at me. I was like crying. I was so upset. It was a terrible experience. So anyway, stewardesses and me, we always stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like, you don't like my story.
I love that story.
Oh, shut up. No, but the moms can, I think, listen, it's stressful. You don't give a shit. But as a mom traveling with kids, you know, as soon as you're getting on a plane, you're going to sit down and everyone around you is going to be like, ugh, kids, a baby. You're already like the most hated person on the plane. Right. So for the stewardesses to make it worse for you, it just sucks. You know, you want to like you want the stewardesses to be on your side and they're trying to make you feel more comfortable. And no, that's not how it is all the time.
I think that's getting better, though.
Well, I don't know. It depends where you fly.
Well, I'm not sure. I think, all right, like we always used to fly United and we've always had problems with, you know.
Everybody has problems with United.
I guess. But I'm noticing a change in the last few years. I think there's been like an uprising like against.
Well, we have not flown United in a long time.
Right. Maybe that's it. Yeah. We're flying different
Delta.
Airlines.
We flew Delta and these were fabulous.
But there's been a lot of lashing out at United for their customer service. Yeah. Maybe that might be part of it.
Sure, I hope so.
Yeah, because their customer service
is think
just,
that their stewardesses are not nice.
Stewardesses or stewards. Everybody was just rude and awful, and that was you know, a great example of that.
Yeah.
But everything we've flown since then, it's been incredible. Like we took Virgin home, and it was just
no. I got in trouble a few years ago. Like last year, we were on our way to Vegas. And I got in trouble.
Oh, come on. You'd get in trouble anywhere being acting the way you did.
No, I didn't. I was just a little loud. I was very excited. We were going to Vegas. I had just left my three children at home. And the steward, it was a guy, I guess a steward, I don't know. He came up to me and he said, excuse me, can you please lower your voice a little bit? You're a little loud. Mm-hmm. People around you are complaining. Like, I don't know, I was talking loudly or I was laughing or something.
Listen, it was...
We were going to Vegas. I'm sorry, but
later.
No. I was not being obnoxious or anything. I was laughing. I was having a good time. Yeah. Like, I was going to Vegas. I don't know where the fuck these other people on the plane were going. Like Guantanamo Bay or something. But I was going to Vegas.
Right.
And I was very excited about it. And if the party can't start, like, come on.
I left three kids
at home. I was like ready to party. I wanted everybody to like get out of our seats and like, you know, make some kind of conga line or something. And everybody acted like they were about to like go to the execution site or something.
Well, when you were trying to go out on the wing while we were video, like somebody had to stop you.
That was actually, I researched that for our vacation episode. You could do a plane flight where you walk out onto the wing.
No way.
I swear to God.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So this guy gets on the plane, and I think from the second he sat down, he was just pissed that he had kids by him. You know, like he was just like, I'm on a, you know, 7+ hour flight. He sees the kids sit down and he's like done. He's like already pissed. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting in front of him with one of our kids. I'm across with another kid. My parents are in the middle with the third kid. And from the second you sit down, he's just like, I guess, you know, our kids were actually really well behaved on the flight.
Yeah, they were.
They were really good. But, you know, you're getting up and down. You're getting things for them.
I'm the one who has to, you know, get up. We left something in the bag on the overhead thing, so I get it. So mm-hmm. I'm up and down all the time. Can you get me this? Can you go? Yeah. So I do a lot of getting up and sitting back down and getting up and, you know, back and forth. So keep that in mind. That I have to get up a lot in a plane. So could that be a little bit annoying? I guess if you're sitting, but you know, if you're sitting behind me because I have to get up and we have three kids and whatever it is, I get it. But it got a little ridiculous.
Okay, so we finally, there was a row in front of us of empty seats. It must have been that the people just didn't show up for the flight. So first he says to you, if you're going to keep getting up and down, can you at least put your seat forward?
Right.
Like he was just looking for a fight from the second you, so you're like, oh, okay, whatever. So you put your seat up, right?
I did put it up.
Listen,
midair, I'm not looking for any, you know.
But you were pissed.
I almost got there.
Yeah, okay, so. Then there was a bunch of seats in front of us. So you, me, and Ian wind up sitting in the row in front away from him. Mm-hmm. So you get away from him. So he gets up and comes and says to you, oh, so you're just going to leave your shit in your seat and come sit somewhere else?
Right.
Like, what does he care if you leave your shit or your seats?
Right.
Why does he care? Was it like in his way or anything?
Not at all.
Not at all.
In my seat.
Right. Right in front of our kid, he says to you.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he tattletales.
So, well, at that point, I got a little bit on edge. And I'm like, all right, dude, what's your problem? What's going on?
Right.
And he just went back to his seat.
Right. So then he tattletales on us to the stewardess, saying that you left your stuff there and you're sitting in another seat, which I believe is fine. I don't think that's illegal.
No.
They were empty seats and we sat in them to get away from him. And he tells on us, and I think the stewardess was probably like, okay, so what's the big deal? And she comes over to us and we're like, listen, we're not trying to start any problems or anything. He's starting with us. And then I look back at him and he's like, hello, I'm here.
Well, he's waving frantically.
Yeah.
Like literally taking his hand above his head.
Right.
Waving.
Trying to start something.
Hey, I'm here. Hello.
Right.
I'm right here.
Right.
Hello, what you
like
got?
You're talking about me.
Yeah.
Hello. And you're at that point like, you're like ready to fight. And I'm like just, and it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah. Which was the saddest part. He was being really mean to you on your birthday.
Yeah. Fuck you, asshole. I hope
he was an asshole.
This.
I have to say, he was a huge asshole.
Yeah.
But anyway, and on the way out, so we got away from him. You went back. At one point, Ian starts crying a little bit. The guy freaks out. I don't think you saw that.
No.
I did. He is behind you. He freaks out. And then on the way, when there were landing, our two boys wanted to sit together so they could see us. They could see the landing. And they're talking the whole time, and you can see he's like done. I mean, they're talking. They're not crying. They're nothing. And then on the way out, he said something to you like, great kids you got there.
Oh, yeah.
He had to try to.
Yeah. No, after we got our bags and after we were in the airport, he just walks by fast without stop, you know.
And that's the hard part about a plane is like you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not somewhere that you can't leave. You can't go anywhere.
Listen, if I'm behind a crying baby, I'm going to be pissed off.
Are you?
A crying baby?
Yeah.
Yes, I would be.
But he
off.
Slept for half the flight.
No,
so
but
how bad?
Our kids weren't crying.
It doesn't matter. A baby cries. That's not fair. You're going to be. You had crying babies when our kids were babies. They cried on flights. Mia's ears used to kill her.
I guess we're spoiled. They never cried for more than like 5 minutes.
No, you're wrong.
I don't remember it then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can't say that you're going to. If you're on a flight and a kid is crying, a kid is crying. Yes. Does it suck? Yes. Is it the parents' fault? No. Should parents not bring their kids anywhere because their kid's going to cry?
I never said it was the parents' fault.
I know, but you're saying you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah, I will be pissed off if I hear a baby crying for 7 hours.
Oh, see, I feel like if I hear a... Yeah, but so you put your headphones on and you ignore it.
I didn't say I'm going to do anything about it. I would be pissed. You're allowed to be pissed or not. Do anything about it? No?
I don't know.
You would like it if you were listening to a child
screaming
for
7 hours? No, but I don't think I would be pissed either. I think
what would you be?
I may be frustrated.
Okay, that's pissed. That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, frustrated is a very nice way of saying pissed.
You're such an asshole. Let's move on.
No, but honestly, I would feel bad for the mom.
Why did you take my paper?
I didn't take your paper.
all right, let's... All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I think we're both still dealing with some serious jet lag here.
Yeah, I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah, we're both really tired, but we're committed.
Yeah. No, listen, we're here for you.
We're here for you.
Okay.
So what annoyed you about traveling with me? I can't wait to hear this.
Mm. All right.
I'm assuming it's going to be the same shit that annoys you just regularly.
Well, no.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, uh-uh. I struggled finding something that annoys me about traveling with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I really like traveling with you.
Let me hide my paper. Oh, you did? That's so sweet. I really loved traveling.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. All right. So I had one, which I no longer have, which was, you know, I guess when we were much younger, when we would travel.
No, now I'm talking about this trip.
No, but I'm saying, oh, it was just for this trip? Because you said to me, what annoys you about traveling with
me? Oh, all right. Go ahead. That's fine.
Right. So what used to really bother me was having to always, no matter what we were doing, how intense it was, wherever we were, we have to go back and nap, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, I'm on vacation, I want a nap, I'm sleeping.
I like to nap.
And I was always ready for like, let's go bungee jumping and let's go.
No, you weren't.
All right, not bungee jumping.
Right. You just want to go drink at the bar.
No, that's not true. I wanted to go do stuff. Like I wanted to.
Okay.
I'm on vacation. I want to go
do
shit.
Well, you could have still gone.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But you wanted to always go back and nap. And that pissed me off. That was that we used to like kind of argue about that. But it kind of turned into like, I get that. In the last so many years.
But we really didn't do that this time. We barely did any napping.
But this wasn't about this trip. This was about general traveling together.
Okay.
And now I like to nap. So.
Right.
You get it.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
It's part of, you got to sleep too. You don't want to get sick too when you're away. You got to let yourself.
Well, the only thing that I guess is somewhat annoying, but not even whatever. I mean, by the time we get there, you're planning the next trip.
Yes.
I am already on the computer.
Yes, absolutely.
Researching. And I'm like, can we just fucking enjoy this?
I know. It's terrible. I know. I like to have something to look forward to.
How about the trip we're on? How about tomorrow?
I know. But then I start to think to myself, oh my God, it's going to be over so soon.
Oh my God.
And then I want to do something else. And listen, I know I'm online all the time, like looking at things like hotels we'll never go to, places we'll never go to. It calms me. I like to.
That's very calming, finding places you'll never see.
I know. But
beyond that, I honestly don't have much.
Oh,
other
that's
than,
so good. Me. Either.
Yeah. All right, we're in for a treat. Bring it on.
No, you know. Okay, you might want to fill up my glass a little bit for this one.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'm ready. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. I can take it.
Well, I think I'm just when you're with somebody for that long.
Okay, we don't
need
the whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the first one. So the first one is when we're in situations when we're with other people, we were with three other families or four other families while we were away in London. I realize how little you take interest in anybody else.
Well, that's not a vacation thing. That's just a me
right,
thing.
But what I'm saying is when you're traveling with people and you're staying with them in a house and you're going to be talking to them for, you know, a good 6 days, like it's good to say to them like, well, how's work going for you? Or how's life going for you?
No.
And you don't do that. And they take so much interest. We were talking about the podcast. You're talking about your business and you don't take any interest.
No,
in
I did
what's...
take some interest.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Well, how would you know? You weren't even out there with us.
You were probably like, and what do you think about me liking that?
Oh, please. Bullshit. No, you're wrong.
Actually. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
I'm not wrong. How much did you find out about their jobs and situation? And
I have more information than you think.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Damn
I
right.
hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But that is something that I get nervous about that. I feel like a mom with her kid where I'm like, please, please, please ask him. Come on. Now's your chance.
But I
just get it out
care.
There. But that's not really about that's that sucks.
I know.
That's really horrible. You don't care about, like, we were with, like, I think we were with our brother-in-law Gideon.
And you
my
can't
brother,
say his name on here.
Mitch. I feel like with Gideon, like, he's probably, like, your true brother.
I asked a lot of questions.
And I feel like for your true brother to not Riket, be, like.
Didn't I? We spoke a lot about.
I hope
not
so.
A lot, but we spoke about. Yeah, I had questions.
I feel like you worship him, but you don't ask him shit about him.
Well, listen, come on.
No, it's not okay.
You don't always have to, like, get together and say, all right, how's work going? What's going on with work? Like, what's...
But that's not all he has going on.
No, I know that. And we spoke about many things that were not work-related.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just have to say, that makes... In social situations, that makes me nervous. Is he going to ask somebody?
I'm socially awkward. I know that. I get that.
It's not awkwardness. You're socially narcissistic, kind of. Like, you love to talk about yourself.
No, that's not true. I don't.
Yeah, that's not true. Okay. I don't agree with that.
All right.
I felt like... I get a better sense of your sensitivity too. Like when, so we lost these boxes that I had shipped. I had shirts made, I had bags made, you know, all with like Mia's name on it for everybody to wear. It's like a fun family thing, like you see in Disney, and everybody has those stupid T-shirts on. I did that. I like put the time in, and I did that. And they got lost overseas or stuck in
held in customs,
motherfucker.
Yeah, they were delivered yesterday, by the way.
Were they?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they attempted to deliver yesterday.
Why did you tell me that? I'm going to cry.
That's
now.
Why I didn't tell you that, because I didn't want you to be upset.
Oh, my God. So you tell me now in the middle of the pod. That's what I'm talking about. You have not an ounce of sensitivity. Like, okay, so I said to you when I first found out about it, we first got to London, and I realized that all the work I had done was going to be wasted because no one was going to have to wear their T-shirts or no one was going to get their bags or their water bottles or all the shit I had done. I said, so what do you think? Like, what do you think they're going to get here? And you're like, what do I look like, the fucking mailman?
Well, all right, first of all,
that was your response.
Well, all right, what am I supposed to do? Like,
oh my God, you're supposed to try to make me feel better.
But it's not about making you feel
better.
Yes,
it is.
About getting these things.
No, it's
to
about
the house.
Instead of saying, "Who the fuck am I, the fucking mailman?"
Well, you're like hounding me about, like, did you do this? Did you get, you know. No, I there's nothing you can do. Like, I wish
no,
I
when
had
it first
answer.
Happened, you should have been like,
I wanted to fix it, but there's no way.
No,
it's
when
customs.
It first
not...
that was the first thing you said to me. You said you should have been like, listen, everything's incredible. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. And instead, you're like, what the fuck am I, the fucking mailman?
I didn't say it like that.
I'll show you the text. Yeah, actually, and you're lucky you texted me because I would not have been so nice in person.
I know.
No, you that. Sucked.
Okay.
Like, what is it with men and why can't you just be sensitive?
We're trying to solve a problem. We're not trying to.
No,
be
you weren't.
About
yeah,
it.
You're trying to solve a problem. Listen. By saying you're not the mailman. No, I'm sorry, but you were an asshole.
All right.
Yeah, you like you that. It reminds me of your lack of sensitivity, and that's hard.
Fine.
What should I do first? 3, 4, 5, or 6?
Oh my God. My answer was I love traveling with you.
I know. I understand that. That's fabulous. I'm so happy about that. So, and then, the next one is eating.
What's wrong with eating?
Well, that on vacation we eat the exact same thing. I'm not the type of girl. I'm not a salad girl when we're on vacation. I am not trying to,
like you are at home? Damn. A salad girl?
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, this man died today. Oh my God. I'm glad you just did that on national.
A salad
national.
Girl.
I'm glad you did that in front of all four of the people listening to this podcast.
Really?
Oh my God.
Really? Come on.
Well, what I was trying to say, no, I know, but what I was trying to say is when I'm on vacation, if I'm in Paris or if I'm in, I want, like, the food for me is 60% of the trip. I love.
And so what's the problem? I'm not, like, putting you down for wanting to eat good food.
No, but you eat the same exact kind of food, and I feel like, first of all, your pants probably shrunk on you. I have to, like, pack elastic waistband pants for the last 4 days. Like, I gained 10 pounds and you probably lost 3.
I only lost 3 because I ate so much while we were away that I came home and threw up the next day.
I knew you threw up. I knew you threw up last night. Yeah. I heard that. You were throwing up all night. I heard that.
Yeah.
And you lied to me.
I did lie to you. I didn't want you to be nervous.
I wasn't nervous.
Oh, sorry.
No, I just wanted to make sure everything in your life insurance wasn't dead. No, but seriously, it fucking pisses me off that, like, we're away on vacation and I want to eat the same things you do. Sometimes I feel like you're looking at me like, really? More? Another croissant?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't give you any looks.
Huh? Yeah, a little bit like you're getting a little fat there, girl.
Oh, my God.
A little bit.
That never happened.
Okay. Maybe it's my own.
Yeah.
But the problem is that literally I gain 10 pounds and you lose 3 and we eat the exact same garbage the entire – not that it's garbage. Same shit. No,
we did eat some garbage. But you might have been sleeping for that.
Yeah, well, you order like garbage every night. So yeah, so that to me is very frustrating that we go away, we eat the same amount of food, and I come back like needing to wear elastic waistband pants and you are exactly the same. So yeah, that pisses me off. Is it something that is your fault? No, but it still pisses me off.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I shouldn't be.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
No.
But then I feel like you, like, last night I felt like you were like, oh, I said to you, no more ordering late night food or anything like that because we do that on vacation. And you were like, oh, you too?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think we should come home and eat much better because we ate such shit while we were, we were away.
Okay.
I wanted us both to come home and just be healthier.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's about.
Nah. What do you think it's about?
I think it's about me being fat. Okay.
Yeah.
But that does frustrate me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll stop there. I'm going to give you a free pass for the other ones. We don't have that kind of time.
Wow.
No, but, oh, so here, and then I said, but. Wait. I put a button.
Wait. Before you go on, let's go back to my answer.
No. Listen to me. I said, look. I can even prove it. See? I have it here. But.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All caps, but.
Yeah. But. Okay.
But.
I said, I love that you wanted to do this trip and that you were willing to just let me plan it and you didn't argue at all or ask any questions.
I know nothing.
No, but
kind of like this podcast.
Kind of like every podcast.
Yeah.
That we did.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, but. You didn't, like, you weren't like, oh, don't, we shouldn't do that, or you know, you shouldn't plan that. Like, you were very much like, whatever I wanted to do, I could do.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So I think that that's incredible. And I love how much you loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And you did, an incredible job planning everything. Oh,
see? So that makes up for all of it.
Yeah. Makes up for all of what?
All the shit that I was annoyed about. It makes up for
the incredible vacation we had?
No, it makes up for you thinking that I'm a pig. And I love that we can get annoyed together at our kids. That, like, I don't yell at them and you're like, leave them alone. I yell at them and you're like, yeah, motherfucker. Like, I like that we hate our kids together when we're on trips. That's really... Man,
they were pissing me off.
Yeah, they were really good, but they all had their moments for sure.
Yeah.
They all had their moments.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, So to me, you know, that all outweighs the bad stuff.
But
and I'm sure I'll lose the weight eventually. But you girls with me that, like, you go on vacation and you just, I don't want to eat salad, like, when there's, like, warm croissants at the bakery. I want to, like, eat the warm croissants. And
would I ever, like, say, get the salad? Like...
No, because you don't want to be killed.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be Chainsaw Massacre 4.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? What you got?
Tell me what you got.
Yo, what you got?
What did you think the kids would get out of this trip? Or what do you think the kids got out of this trip?
All right. Well, so obviously our children have no sense of money or spending or what things cost. Because we did this whole Europe trip for our daughter, who's almost 13. And
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. And we said, what else would you want to do? Like, if we could travel somewhere, what would you want to do? All she wants to do is, I don't know why, but Disney.
Yeah.
Like, Disney,
well, yeah,
the world.
Disney,
but
everything.
But she's not into, like, Disney anymore. Like, she's past that.
She
but,
has, a, she gets something in her mind and she can't let it go.
So, anyway, so she said, all right, I'm going to, we're going to go to Disney Japan. Mm-hmm. Give me $700 and we're going to go.
$400.
I thought she said $700.
No, she said, I really want to take you, but I don't have $400.
Oh, $400.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. obviously,
right.
she has no idea what mm-hmm. this shit costs.
Right.
And so they don't understand what going on this trip meant as far as what things cost and how much it is to go and, you know, all mm-hmm. that. So, what do I think that they learned from the trip? So far, nothing.
Really? Is that true?
Well, I mean, based upon the money factor of it.
Well, that's all you were worried about?
No, of course not. So, but the other one that I have, which is my favorite, is being in Amsterdam. Because I think the kids saw, which means a lot to them because they're very liberal mm-hmm. and progressive mm-hmm. people, that city is just as liberal as you can get. I mean,
and multicultural.
It's
the most multicultural city in the world.
And everybody, we didn't.
And we were there for Pride Week.
We didn't speak to everybody, but almost everybody that we spoke to or saw or what was going on. I mean, they're just so open and mm-hmm. honest and
yeah.
you know, accepting and
right.
Yeah, so
and they all say that we're so inhibited, and like I would keep, we had a tour guide and I would keep asking her, so what's the best hotel or what's the best thing to right. do, and she's like, you and this best
right.
what is
you
this
Americans.
Best yeah. yeah what is this best,
why do Americans always come here and
right.
say
right
the
she's
biggest?
Like
what's
what are you
best?
What are you
what's
looking the... for, are you looking for what kind of experience or right. everything, there's no best, and I was like, oh my god, she's right
yeah.
like all we care about is the biggest and the best
right.
yeah.
So the kids got to see, all right, so there's a lot of, you know, liberal, you know, versus conservative going on in this country, and the kids see that, but as a whole, like in Amsterdam, like that's just the way they think there
mm-hmm.
there's no this versus that, it's just the way it is.
Well, people go there who feel outcast in their own society
right.
or that's like a safe haven for everybody.
So I love that they saw that you can have an area where everybody just accepts and
mm-hmm.
everybody gets it and everybody's
yeah.
okay with it and
mm-hmm.
everybody's just live the way you want to live,
right?
And so I think that they really appreciated that.
Yeah, they did,
seeing that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep.
What about you?
Well, for me, it's funny you mentioned Disney, because I think, you know, we've done a lot of Disney trips, we've done a lot of Disney cruises, we've been very lucky to do it. You know, we've been taken there a few times by your parents, and but I think at the same time, I think our kids didn't really understand that, like, there's other places to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole world out there. And I, you know, I'd like to raise travelers. I'd like to raise kids who want to go and experience the world. And, you know, I want them to see that, like, you know, just because you've been to Epcot doesn't mean that you've seen, like, different countries. Like, you have to actually go to the different
right.
countries.
Although
and
that's pretty awesome. That is
Epcot's
my favorite
amazing.
Disney experience.
Yes.
I love the Epcot.
Epcot is incredible.
International section.
But you have to go to the actual place.
Right.
You know, you can't just like eat a taco in Mexican, you know, Epcot and feel like you've like been to Mexico.
Right.
You have to actually go to the place. So, you know, for me, I also feel sometimes like, you know, our kids, as I think probably a lot of parents today feel, our kids are overindulged. I mean, and it's a lot of our fault. But it was a great way for them to see that, you know, we didn't have air conditioning at all when we were in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the hotel said we had air conditioning,
no.
there was that's not air conditioning
no.
to us.
Right.
We were sweating all night, every night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just their way. And they're just kind of like, because to them, it's like an overindulgence to, you know, be freezing all the time when it's warm outside. You know.
Well, we were there for one of the biggest heat waves
yes.
they've ever had.
Yes, that's true.
So it was.
Yeah, but
you know.
Still, you know, instead of them cranking up the air conditioning, they're like, okay, it's hot out, so we'll be hot.
Right.
You know, and I like that they saw that. And
yeah,
I,
but we're Americans and we were hot. We
right.
want some cold.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
That's what the problem was, is that, you know, and that's the kids, I think, you know, we had the fans going and this and that. But a little bit I was like, well, that's our culture,
mm-hmm.
is that we're just overindulged. you know, the fact that that they didn't get to, like you said, eat fast food all the time. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they have real food there, and they appreciate, even kids, you know, they don't go for fast food. The kids in Paris, they eat Parisian food. Like, we're very much a microwave society, and our kids, you know, even if I buy them organic meals, a lot of times I'm like, I throw it in the microwave, and there's none of that. Everything is fresh, and, you know, there's an appreciation for that. And just, you know, walking to get everywhere. We walked everywhere. There was no, you know, they walked and walked and walked, and they complained, and we kept them walking. So just things that we don't do here that are, you know, I think were very important.
Yeah.
And I love that we were out all day. Like we said, don't bring, you know, don't make it so that you don't bring technology, but we were certainly out all the time, and they had no use for technology. That was awesome. When we're here.
But they had their phones, which was nice because they could take pictures. Of mm-hmm. Like when Mia was at the Harry Potter World, I mean, she took 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
So it's nice that they have that to be able to, instead of, you know, bringing a camera and everything else.
Right.
You know, but just to have their phone, which is important to keep in touch.
Right.
And to take the pictures.
But it wasn't them playing games on their,
except for Jonah.
I liked that. Well, Jonah's 6, and he honestly was, he was pushed a little bit, you know, that he was young. And just, you know, I thought experiencing, Europe at the same time as the grandparents, for me, that was huge.
Yeah.
You know, to see that.
Well, and the grandparents with the kids for the first time. The grandparents were never overseas.
Well, they've never been there at all. Yeah. And your mom has. And
correct.
But, you know, we went to the Anne Frank house with my dad, who's super into, you know, learning about the Holocaust and everything. Going to the canals of Amsterdam with my parents, who had never been there, riding a train through Europe. You know, just that time of the generation gap and everything was incredible.
Yeah, I think it was huge for your parents. I mean,
and our kids.
Yes.
I wish I had. I never did anything like that with my cousins. Or, you know, they were with their cousins and their grandparents.
All the cousins, yeah.
And to me, that was like invaluable. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, you know, like to do that with your cousins and your grandparents. And I think it was just, you know, invaluable. I have to say, the Airbnb, I would do an Airbnb a ton now. I think, first of all, it's so much more affordable. Our experience was great. I mean, I got this house. Granted, it was a little bit further, I think, than we wanted to be. But we were 15 people staying there. So I needed a bigger house and everything. But I think Airbnb is like, if you've never done Airbnb before and you want to do a vacation, but you don't want to spend the high prices for a resort or a hotel, I'm telling you, this is it's the way to go.
Yeah, well, only for affordability.
I disagree.
I agree with me.
Of course you do. But I don't agree. I think Airbnb is, I know you want turndown service.
Yeah, I want turndown service.
Okay, but you
can
even still do that if.
And I want to be close to this.
We're like, 5 people. We would need 2 hotel rooms.
Well, we're saying affordability. If it's not about the money,
okay,
I'd rather
stay
in a hotel.
You could still do a turndown service, a cleaning service twice a week. And.
And I want to be closer. Like, I don't want to have to worry about it's an hour each way to get in.
It doesn't always happen. No, this was because there were so many people and everything to find a big house was hard. That's not usually how it is.
Okay.
You can be right in the city and
okay.
do it.
Then, yeah. So, like I'm saying. But it was too expensive to stay in the city.
Yes.
Right. That's my point. So affordability is the problem there. So I would do Airbnb if it was right there.
Oh, of course. Listen, if I could stay in a Ritz-Carlton or a mm-hmm. Four Seasons in the middle of the city and afford it and be fine, then by all means.
Right.
But if you want to see a city and you're worried about affording it, Airbnb is the way to go. And listen, they're not sponsoring us in any way. But I honestly think that it was – we wouldn't have been able to go otherwise.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I would say also I think, you know, a few shout outs that made our trip easier. And again, we're not sponsored at all. Nobody's paying us. We did the away luggage and I thought it was awesome.
It was great.
You ordered it and the next day it was here.
I had it one day.
It was durable. It was light. Like it was all kinds of, I know I sound like an advertisement and I'm not. I'm just telling people for if you go away and you want affordable luggage, it's awesome. Right. And again, what?
Wait till they sponsor us.
No, I think it's helpful. And that Shack Pack, Shacke, Pak, those containers I got for everybody.
I gotta say, I was very impressed by that.
Thank you.
Because as unorganized and uncleanly and all that stuff that you are.
Yes.
You organized the shit out of the packing.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
I was very surprised.
That was awesome. So we have five people in our family. I did the shack pack, and I got each person a different color. So the kids knew what if, you know, our youngest had blue, our middle had green, our oldest had purple. Our oldest had...
Why are you telling them the colors that each person had?
Red, I had purple, you had black. And we all knew the whole time whose stuff was whose. And it really was great. So Shack Pack, I think, if you're planning a trip, look into that on Amazon. It's super great. And I'd like to also thank a little company called Apple for their iPads. It really helped us.
Yeah, they're up and coming.
They are. Yeah, I think they're going to make it.
They're going to be huge.
I think they're going to make it. Buy some stock in that. And I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they're going to be good. Yeah, because that the iPads definitely. Let me tell you.
All right, let's do one more question, and then we'll start to round this thing out.
Well, we have a question.
I do.
Oh, nah, that scares me.
No. No. Very simple.
No,
very
I don't want to have sex tonight. I'm too tired. Is that the question?
I already did. So.
Did you? Oh, is that what nap time was all about today?
Yeah, I took a air quote nap. Mm. All right. Somewhere else that you'd want to bring the kids to see, if we have one like big trip coming up in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm.
what would you do with kids?
I mean, is this in an ideal world or what my kids
no,
want to do?
Like right now, like we're home. Mm-hmm. You've probably already planned like 3 years of worth of trips.
No, I want to in the next years, you know, listen, Mia's only has 5 more years at home. It sounds like a lot. It's really not. It's nothing. I would like to, in the next 5 years, do like a Habitat for Humanity in a different culture, like, you know, in Haiti where they're rebuilding houses from the, you mm-hmm. know, just somewhere that I would love to do a half vacation, half, you know, volunteer thing. And
interesting.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Why?
I thought you wanted to go to like Spain or.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I would like to find a way to volunteer also. Even if it's just for a day or two. You know, that's an experience. We did this. That was the next step from Disney. And now I feel like I would like to take it to the next level. And, you know, I want to show them. I want them to want to do it. And I feel like if we don't expose them to it, they're never going to want to.
Okay.
And they still might not. But like I said, I felt during this trip how much our kids are overindulged.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but so are we.
Yeah, but we, you know, but we didn't grow up with the same kind of indulgences that they do.
See, I think that we just did the international thing. I think it's time to do, like, let's see this country. There's so much in this country to see.
Absolutely.
And we've done, like, East
Coast. Right, so where would you want to take them?
Anywhere. Like, I want to travel, like, across the country that they can see how do other people live in this country.
Sure.
You know, what's it like here?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we're kind of a Europe. Like, we have so many.
Oh, definitely. You know. We have so much to see.
I mean, just because we're states and not countries, you know, but.
Yes.
It's so diverse here.
Absolutely.
So I would love.
Well, a lot of the countries in Europe have the same kind of population as like a state
of
here.
Of course. But so not only do I want like my kids to see and appreciate, I want that for myself. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen it. Like,
well, but there's some stuff though I want to just do with you. There's a difference.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get that. But I want us as a family to see what it's like throughout the country. Like, because
absolutely.
It's so different everywhere you go. Right?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we need to go overseas. I mean,
I
think we could stay here. Sure.
There's so much
but
to
I would
see.
Like, but like I said, I would like to do some kind of volunteer thing to make them see that, you know, travel doesn't have to be just self-indulgent. And
right.
I think that that's been, you know.
But it's okay that it is.
Yes. 100%. You could do both.
Right.
You know, and we, you know, we don't usually take more than one big trip a year with the kids, but. And by big, I mean, you know, if we've done a cruise or whatever. But I would like that to be in the next, you know, the next year or two. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I'd love
so
that.
So we need to figure that out. I'll start planning it now.
I'm sure you already did.
Okay.
That's kind of all I got.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. I think that I'm so glad we did it. I think if you're thinking about doing a trip, just start planning it. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you don't have to stay at fabulous hotels or, and we didn't. I mean, we stayed at one fabulous hotel in Amsterdam, but it wasn't crazy expensive. It was just, like, I think more affordable because of the country. I don't know. But I do think that you just have to do it, and you're out all day experiencing the culture anyway. So, you know, you can get cheap seats on a plane. You can, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. Mm-hmm. But it's great.
Yeah, but just for the experience, it's.
Yeah, and if you can travel with family and grandparents or whatever, I think that adds a whole element too, sure. Which is amazing.
Yeah,
and we couldn't have done it had she had a party. So I have to give a shout out to our daughter who gave it up. Yeah,
it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's end this up. Right.
Yeah. Are we friends?
Why not?
I don't know.
Just because you tore my shit apart about
I think we're, you know, we also just spent like 14 days straight together. I think we're probably, you know, we were in the battlefield together. All right. So subscribe, rate, review.
Please.
And I have had some people who said that they went on and rated and reviewed us. And I'm super happy. And I'm
thank you guys.
Very thankful. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So we're loving this, and
yeah. So Facebook, Marriage and Martinis.
Yeah.
Twitter at Marriage Martini.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Marriage and Martinis. Mm-hmm. Contact us at marriageandmartinis@gmail.com.
And we're working on our website.
Yes, we are.
That's a work in progress. Yeah, it's under construction.
Under construction. Yep. We're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, guys, for listening. I really appreciate that.
Yep.
Oh, by the way.
Oh boy.
Yeah. A few days ago, we hit 10,000 downloads. Yes,
we did. Now we're almost at 11,000.
And downloads. We are. That happened fast. But we just want to thank you guys for listening and downloading.
Oh, my God.
And to hit that kind of milestone within a month of launching.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible. And we just launched this thing to see what would happen because, you know, we have fun doing this. And the fact that you guys are actually listening.
Yeah, and not only listening, but I feel like I'm meeting so many people. And I'm like on Instagram and we're chatting back and forth and they're sending me private messages and I'm back. Like I know you're like in the other room, like doing whatever you're doing, but I'm like talking to them and having a good time.
That's you.
It's been great. I love it.
Yeah. If you guys want to hang out, let us know.
Well, we need
New
guests.
York, New Jersey. Let us know if you're in the area.
We're going to be doing some upcoming episodes. I have an episode planned on pregnancy and I have an upcoming episode planned on, what was the second one that I have? Oh, stay-at-home moms. So if either of those appeal to you,
okay.
I think that, you know, you might, if you were interested, you can guest star.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so come buy us a drink. And
no, just fucking email me. You're such an asshole. Buy you a drink. You're supposed to be making the drinks.
Yeah, I know. That's me. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.